Podcast world, what is up? Nathaniel here. This is one of those episodes where I speak exclusively to you legends on a topic which I wanted to share about, and I want to know if you guys get value. Our community in the podcast world is growing, which makes sense because we're dropping all the best value there, or I'm dropping all the best value there. I want to talk about content marketing and how to use it as a DOC. DOC stands for Driver of Change, ladies and gentlemen. So now you've picked a target market that you're going to focus on. You've worked out what platforms you're going to post on, what style of content. Now we're going to talk about how you can make the content take somebody from the top of the customer journey through the awareness stage and move down into the consideration phase. This is one of the things which I was doing for a long time, is like posting content and I was getting the results. I was like, yes, it's working. Where's the sales? And then I tried to like ask them to inquire, you know, in my videos sometimes, and I never did as well. I'm like, yeah, what do I do here? And it was about being a driver of change with your content. So once you've got an overview of your plan to serve content and add value, we need to dive deeper and ask, what change are we trying to achieve with our audience? So it's a powerful way to think about content, because when you think about everything you publish, not simply as content, but as a catalyst for specific change, your approach to content in general will shift. Content should transform people's lives in some shape or form. And that transformation should progress both of you and your audience towards their respective goals. So their goal might be to buy something in your industry and your goal might be to sell something in your industry. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be a good fit for each other, but if you are helping them, if the content's helping you reach your goal and the content's helping them reach their goal, then it's good content. Because at the end of the day, like if you don't tell people about your service, you're not even going to be considered. You don't want people who are the perfect client buying from someone else, and that will happen if you don't do content marketing. So you got to focus on before and after, and especially you'll hear me talk about this a lot when I talk about storytelling. If you ever came along to Storytelling for Business, which, by the way, is up on my new website. If anybody of you want to access the virtual copy, little plug there, nathanielbibby.com. Okay, so before and after. So you've got to look at three components. First component, what's your audience going through? The second part is, what does your audience feel? And thirdly, what thoughts are running through their minds? For instance, like I want to help my audience, who are mostly business owners and marketers, use social media and more specifically LinkedIn to craft a solid strategy to earn revenue, build authority, and make an impact. I want them to embrace LinkedIn, have clearly defined goals, and focus on metrics that generate return on investment. This is my change for every audience member. This the destination that my content and the things that you hear me say will bring my audience towards. And here's, you know, how my example looks broken down into the three components. So what's your audience going through? So they're struggling to have clear social media goals, jump from one social media to another, or one LinkedIn strategy to another. They don't know where to focus their time and efforts. So that's before. After, they have a clearly defined strategy. They know what to say no to. They are focused, they know exactly what to focus on and don't feel the pressure to say yes or be everywhere, so they have more time. Another example, before, what does my audience feel? They feel confused, overwhelmed, lost. Some of you might be able to relate. After, they feel in control, like they're making progress every single day and they're ready to take action. Finally, what thoughts run through their minds? More, they thought, like, oh, my LinkedIn's never going to take off. Not knowing, you know, these marketing strategies or sales is keeping me from achieving my dreams. I don't even know if LinkedIn works. Does it really work? Nat Bibby's not, is he real? Is he? Maybe it works for him because he's got lots of followers. but these thoughts all, you know, run through their minds. And I know another one might be, I know LinkedIn is important, but I know my audience is on there, but I don't know how to get started. Afterwards, this is what's going through their mind. I can do this. I will meet my goals if I take it one step at a time. Consistent action leads to proven results. I don't have to be on all social media platforms. If I do these proven exercises, I will get results. Now, for your content listening, I want you to do this exercise for me right now. Get it like a piece of paper out. Write down these three questions. What is going through your audience's mind? What is your audience feel? What is your audience going through? What does your audience feel? And what thoughts are running through their minds before and after they consume your content? Now that you're clear about how you're helping your audience, let's dive deeper. You know the end point. You know where you want your audience to be. What content can you produce that will help your audience get to buying? This is where you want to consider your content strategy and look at content buckets or content clusters. And this is basically like if you had three buckets, right? Each content category is a bucket, and you can have up to, you can have up to seven really content buckets. Your content categories will support your audience's message and getting them from A to B. And it doesn't have to be the same A to B for each piece of content either, by the way. And within each category, so you might have subcategories and topics. So let's say, for example, one category is LinkedIn video, right? And so a subcategory of that will be like, how to sell through LinkedIn video, how to generate leads through LinkedIn video. And then there might be different kinds of articles, like the three mistakes to avoid when selling through LinkedIn video, for example. And then another category could be, how to sell, that's right. Yeah, another category might be, how to be confident in front of the camera. And it might be like how to set up your camera could be an article, and then a video could be, the tools that I use when creating LinkedIn video, for example. And you could end up that you have 30 or 40 pieces of content within each category or subcategory. But because you've got clusters, it tells Google, YouTube, and the social media sites that you are an expert and authority in that area. And it helps with Google rankings, it helps with searchability, people finding you, people understanding what you do. And it just helps with creating content ideas, because the more specific your content is to answering specific questions, generally the better it will do. You can create lots of content at once when you do it this way. So if you're struggling to nail down your content buckets, just think about your core purpose, your why, or value proposition of why you do content marketing. Now, what categories would support that purpose? All right. These categories should be more about the outcome that you want to achieve for your audience. But when you go into subcategories, you want to look at like what people are searching for on Google, what people are searching for on YouTube. You may even search the name of the category. So for example, if I said LinkedIn video was a category, I may search for like LinkedIn video FAQ on Google and see what the most frequently asked questions are. A great website for this is Quora, Quora.com. It basically allows people to ask questions, people can answer, and the questions can get voted up or down based on how popular they are. So you can quite easily find out the most popular questions about a certain topic. So determine your action steps from here are to determine what your content marketing buckets are. So go down, write down some ideas, come up with three of them. They can always change, but it'll be a much more intentional way of creating content than just doing it as you think about it. Let me know what you thought of this particular episode, because I'm creating more content like this for my courses and stuff. So I was wondering if you'd like more of this on the podcast. It would allow me to post more often, and I'll be doing this again next week with some more content about content marketing, more content about content. Thanks so much for listening, dudes. You have a fantastic day, night, week, month. Love you all. Bye.